Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
12 minutes after 9 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. This month of November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Lung cancer can strike anybody at any time, regardless of their health history, regardless of how they've treated their lungs over the years. Joining us right now to talk a little bit more about this, she is the chair of the National Lung Cancer Roundtable, and among other things, a professor of radiology and internal medicine at University of Michigan, Dr. Ella Casaruni. Dr. Casaruni, good morning, and thanks for being with us today.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Lung cancer obviously is linked to smoking, but that's not the only way that somebody can get lung cancer, is it?
Yeah, anyone can get lung cancer. In fact, 65% of people newly diagnosed have never smoked or maybe former smokers. And 20% of people with lung cancer have no history of cigarette smoking or tobacco use.
What sort of treatment do we have for lung cancer? What have we learned about lung cancer in recent years?
I think there's two really important things that have changed in lung cancer. One is early diagnosis, and two are advanced therapies. So we now have a screening test for lung cancer, just like we have screening mammography or colonoscopy for colon cancer. So chest CT scans have been in use for about a decade now and approved by our U.S. Preventative Services Task Force as a way to detect lung cancer early. And those are recommended for people who are either current or former individuals with a heavy smoking history, age 50 to 80 years of age. So if you're in that range, or if you have a friend, family member who's in that range, we really recommend that you talk to your primary care physician about getting a lung cancer screening CT scan. On the other end is advanced cancer, and there have been tremendous advances in treatments for advanced lung cancer. They take, when they take tissue to make a diagnosis, they can send it for something they call biomarkers. And by knowing what your tumor looks like, there are a whole host of new advanced therapies that have been shown to improve life expectancy. I think historically people have thought about lung cancer as something that was always advanced and not survivable, but the face of lung cancer is really changing.
And for people that meet those requirements that you mentioned, insurance is on board with that in most cases now, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Both private insurance and Medicare cover lung cancer screening CT exams if you meet those age and prior smoking requirements.
I want to. It's only somewhat related, but we're paying a lot more attention to lung health now in this age of COVID-19 because that's a virus that's known to attack the lungs. What do people dealing with lung cancer need to be concerned with when it comes to COVID?
Yeah, I think people with lung cancer are very much attuned to their pulmonary symptoms. If they have any change in their pulmonary symptoms, shortness of breath, for example, developing chest pain, it's really important that they reach out to their physicians and get checked out early. People who have changes in their lung for lung cancer or some of the treatments that are done for lung cancer can compromise their lung function a little bit. So reaching out early to their docs is real important.
You know, we mentioned that smoking certainly is one of the contributors to lung cancer. If somebody is a smoker and they are diagnosed with lung cancer, what kind of help is available to stop smoking?
So there are lots of resources to help individuals quit smoking. They exist at the state level through state-level quit lines that can help direct individuals to resources, including some materials that are free to help people quit smoking. We recognize that smoking cessation is a real journey. This is an addictive substance. It's not something that people knowingly knew when many people started smoking. So we know that it can take on average 7 or 8 quit attempts for people to actually be able to quit smoking, and we encourage people to stick with it, think about it when they're ready to make that move.
What's the one thing you want people to know most about lung cancer during this Lung Cancer Awareness Month?
I think most people don't know that lung cancer kills more people than breast cancer, colon cancer, and prostate cancer combined. Just think about that. Most people know somebody who's had breast cancer or colon cancer or prostate cancer. People tend not to talk about their lung cancer diagnosis. There's a bit of a stigma associated with cigarette smoking and its relationship to lung cancer. And we really want people who have lung cancer, to feel that they're just as important as any other person who has cancer of any kind. It's important that we find lung cancer early through early detection, and we treat people with very fair, even, and opening practices in their care so that they can fully stick with their lung cancer care.
Doctor, where can people get more information about what we've been talking about here this morning?
So the National Lung Cancer Roundtable website is nlcrt.org. There are lots of resources for lung cancer screening and advanced therapies available for people to find out about there.
All right. We will check it out. Doctor, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks so much for having me today. Save lives. Get screened.
All right. Very good. Bye-bye.